It happened that in the Christian communities, people do that. People identify with others. And they start talking in a certain way, acting in a certain way, behaving in a certain way. And you know what did we call that? We called it denominations. And I feel better if I can identify with somebody, with something. And we create to ourselves these areas of protective environments where I feel more comfortable living within that fold. And within that fold, there are certain ideas, certain behaviors. Why did I challenge you by the story of the Passover today? Because I want you to reject everything that is not coming to you directly from the Word of God, directly from the Lord Jesus teaching you by the Holy Spirit. When John wrote to the children of the family of God, tell them that you have an unction from the Spirit, and you know how many things? All things. But it turned out that God had a much bigger plan than what we do. It turned out that actually God understands that the only true solution for us is identification. Really? Yes. But what type of identification he proposed for us? Identification with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other solution. Now, forget anybody else that you admired in life. And I want you today, as a young man, as a young woman, to say the person that I admire is the Lord Jesus Christ. I never saw a courageous person like him. I never saw an obedient person like him. I never saw a holy person like him. And let me tell you, I love his grace. I can't live without him. I love his patience. I can't live without it. But there is nothing I need and I love more than his holiness. Because I'm tired of my corruption. And I'm tired of the filth of this world. And there is nobody else. Nobody else can pull me out of this except him. There is a lot of good leaders in this world. A lot of philosophers. A lot of nice ideas. But nobody is holy. And when I cannot see myself anymore, when I cannot take one step in my life anymore, when I cannot see anybody anymore, I know where to go. He is holy. How many of us today is walking into this place carrying a burden of a sin that they cannot overcome? How many of us today sitting here in this place ashamed that there is still struggling with sin in their life? How many of us today are not really able to talk and live and enjoy that freedom that we're talking about? Freedom. Because I know that sin that is bringing me down. How long are we going to keep fooling ourselves? How long are we going to keep bringing down the level of our belief, our faith, to what works for us? No, brothers and sisters, we cannot make Christianity go lower to be what works for us. But we can identify with him. And if we see him, that's all we need. If you wake up in the morning and you see him before you, you're not going to commit that sin. You're not going to fall into the trap that is waiting for you. It's as simple as that. I remember when I was in your age and I'm trying to fix that problem, how to fix it. And I did everything you can imagine. Maybe some of you are smarter and more persistent than me and did more. But I changed my quiet time in the morning. No, make it at night. I first sing, then pray, then read the Bible. No, let's read the Bible, then sing, then pray. Let's pray before and after. Let me fast. Let me read the synopsis of the Bible after I finish reading the Bible. Let me, whatever you can think of as a solution. And you try, and you try, and you try. Till you get to the point and say, woe unto me. Like Paul said in Romans chapter 7. And the key to the solution that day was in one word. He said, what can deliver me? Did he say that? What did he say? Who? Who can deliver me? Who can deliver me? So the story starts by God coming to his people to deliver them, taking joy in them, protected in the blood. And in spite of the fact of their poor condition, he had only one object, to bring them out, to have a relationship with them, to be in the midst of them. We are one with Christ, and this is our true identification. We don't need anybody else. That's what will set us free. The book of Exodus is really two parts. The first part, the story of deliverance. The second part is building the tabernacle, setting up the tabernacle, the place of God amongst his people. God took them out to dwell amongst them. That's the whole idea. Now, if we go forward to the Gospel of John, as we understood today, that the only way to go to the Lord and be out with him is through death and resurrection. What we read in John chapter 10 is one of those things that sometimes we can miss if we read it quickly. Let me start by challenging you again. We're in John chapter 10 now. How many doors are in that 18 verses that we read? How many doors? The Lord Jesus said, I am the door of the sheep. We all know that. Is there any other door? Is there any other door in that chapter? There is no other door for the sheep. He said, I am the door of the sheep. For sure, we know that. But is there any other door mentioned in that chapter?